This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Where are you? Hello? Is anybody? Lights are on, but is anybody home? I'm here. One if by land, two if by sea, and three if right out of the heart of Washington, D.C. We've got some Roman senators. They're roaming all over the place, like Eric Swalwell. Swallowwell? I don't know. Swalwell? Swallowtail. Traitor. Rip bastard. Arkie dokie. It's Maritime Matters. I'm your host, Eric Schein. This is WGSO AM 990 in New Orleans. New Orleans. Yeah, baby. Like to hear some callers from that we haven't heard from before. Anybody on the periphery? Maybe somebody over in Texas. Not that we need to hear from Texas. Love to hear from people in New Orleans and around New Orleans and throughout. I'd like to hear from somebody from Lafayette that went to the Red Pill Expo with G. Edward Griffin. I think Alex Newman was there. We're supposed to have Alex Newman on the program for the first half on Thursday. Alex Newman is on Lindell TV, as in Mike Lindell, Mr. Pillow, the pillow guy. My pillow, your pillow, everyone's pillow, hopefully. Need to get him as a sponsor. I think he's a sponsor on some of the other programs on here. Maybe on Jeff Cruer's program. Yeah, I was on Jeff's program, and a shout out and a thank you to Jeff and support his program. I'm sure everybody does. Ringside Politics, I was on his program last Monday, I think it was. You can search it. Supposed to come in in the 10 o'clock and got in just before, I think, the last segment or two before he finished up for the day last Monday, I think it was, pretty sure. I called into Leo Terrell. If you haven't heard of him, Leo 2.0, he's on KABC out in Los Angeles. And at the last minute, and I called in at the beginning of the show and held just as a caller, and he took my call as the last call of the show, and I dropped the bomb, the information bomb about the Council on Foreign Relations and what it's up to. And since I'm speaking of the Council on Foreign Relations again, like I always do, there's this guy, Scott Borgeson, and I hope I'm not butchering his name, but he's a Coast Guard, United States Coast Guard Academy graduate. He was a Coast Guard officer for a while. He started a company, or was the head of a company. I think it was Cargo Metrics or something. And I can get more into all of that and how that is involved and what's going on with the ports out here and the West Coast and a bunch of container ships, foreign flag container ships sitting off our coast, like 80, 90, as many as 120 at a time, just sitting there because they want to make it look like our ports don't work. And there's problems with the longshoremen and the unions need to be busted and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of this is planned. All of this is orchestrated. But Scott Borgeson was he's disappeared, supposedly. He was the husband, the mystery husband of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's sidekick. And I think it's Scott Borgeson. I have the name right. You can search this on online. Type in Ghislaine Maxwell's husband, mysterious husband. But he was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, interestingly enough. And he's tied to Ghislaine Maxwell. And Jeffrey Epstein, who's tied to Ghislaine Maxwell, is also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And Admiral Allen, Thad Allen, who shut down the Gulf, has used his power as the head, the comandante, in the Department of Homeland Security, Das Oberlandssicherheit, to where the head of a special branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military, a branch of military that exists outside of the Department of Defense, just like those nukes that were flying around a few years back. And Admiral Allen, Admiral Thad Allen, was the one who carried this on, used administrative law, and this is how dangerous administrative law is. Think of that new rule, OSHA rule, with the vax mandates under OSHA. It's a rule. Rulers use rules. Lawful presidents don't use rules. They use law as legislated by Congress and not pushed down the throats of, I mean, the fact that this infrastructure bill that just passed, it's amazing that it passed because there's all kinds of dirty deeds done dirt cheap inside the bill that are only going to pop up now, because now they voted on it, they can actually read it. So think about that. They can't read the bill until they vote on it. They're supposed to debate and deliberate the bill beforehand and legislate, actually make the sausage, make the law, not vote on it before they know what's in it, and then be able to read and report on it and say, well, you know, we did the best we could because, you know, couldn't read it. On matters of principle, they should not be passing laws that all of them have not read and that they cannot answer quizzes by the people on, where the people can actually read it as well. Our Congress has gone way over the edge. Patty, I'm getting a reverb. Patty, you know what's going on? I'm hearing my own voice very loudly. It sounds like it went away. Thank you. And that was our illustrious board op producer, aka Patty. No, it's Patty, but I didn't know if I should. It's only her first name, so hopefully that's okay. Hopefully she doesn't mind. Patty, you good with that? She didn't even catch it, so we're good. No, you're good. You're good. All right, thank you. And you didn't hear any of that, but I did. Sounds like we're going to our first break. We'll be back, and I want to talk a little bit more about Scott Borgeson, the Coast Guard Academy grad and Coast Guard officer, U.S. Coast Guard, who was married, ditched his wife, and married Ghislaine Maxwell. And I don't know if that's a house that she was hiding at, but that came out recently, and some other information I've already reported on about Alexander Hamilton not being the bastard SOB that many people thought he was. He's actually been related to J.P. Morgan and Cecil Rhodes. We'll be back, people. I hope a lot of you went to the Red Pill Expo out in Lafayette this past weekend. Not this weekend, I think it was last week, but give me a call, 504-556-9696.
David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. the Diocesan Cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm Pete Canizzaro with Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Canizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CanizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go-bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as
is
a
Is it the button, you think? The audition button?
And to get started, we go to JW.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana.
Remember, though, I was telling you that there sounded like there was some kind of a glitch.
Prepared to evacuate. Yeah. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress. So for me, I would have been
so
if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on JW.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990
AM. I heard that. Cool. Nice. Yeah, but keep playing that. Yeah. I have the best coming back music in town. Thanks to my producers. That's a good lick. All right, people, we're back. And I've mentioned about Scott Borgeson and his ties to La Coast Guard, United States Coast Guard. I used to love to watch. There was a commercial by one of the language programs, not Babbel, but something like that. And they had some German Coast Guard officers sitting in the communications room on board ship, or maybe ashore, but they're in front of a bunch of comms, and ship was calling in saying, we're sinking. And the German Coast Guard responds, "What are you thinking?" Okay, if you didn't get it, you have to see it. It's pretty funny. Berlitz, I'm trying to think of the language program. But we have a German Coast Guard in the United States now. The first Coast Guard commandant from 1915, not 1791, you idiots, who they keep trying to rewrite history. and tear down statues and do all kinds of other fun stuff. Idiots, sorry. And I need to be more respectful. We just had an advertisement from church, so I'm sorry. But these people just don't deserve any respect. They are, speaking of church, they are evil. And I hate to throw that out, but these people do not care one lick for any of you out there. They do not care for your children, for your family, for your parents. They want, a lot of them to have no idea what they're doing. They're just, it's mass hysteria, and it's being drummed up by, get this, the British German royal crown. Oh, Meghan Merkel. I loved her on Suits. I liked her. She, you know, has a thing about her, but now I don't like her anymore. Sorry. She wants to run for president in 2024. It's like, what are your qualifications again? Oh, right. You were on that TV show called Suits, which I really liked, but what were your qualifications again? Oh, you're a duchess. Which gets into the crown trying to play another game to finalize their take back of the United States. And people don't get this, that the bigger picture, everything you're dealing with, none of the good stuff, of course, all of the bad stuff that you're dealing with is coming from the interference of the British German royal crown, not only in our elections, but in our elected representatives, people like Joe Biden, who works for the crown directly. He is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British, yes, British, aristocratic, yes, aristocratic, royalist. That means those who like kings and queens and guillotines and kingdoms rather than, they like antichrists. I don't know any better way to say it, because what an antichrist is a king or queen. It's a person who lords themselves over others, believes that they are better than. You heard Jeff Bezos come out. I don't know if you did or not, but Bezos. Oh, and I heard Fifth Circuit, which includes Louisiana, just ruled that the vaccine mandate by Biden is unconstitutional. Something to that effect. Search it, you can find it. But good news, I don't think it will hold, because these globalists, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Group and the Bilderbergs and the World Economic Forum, Kissinger was a Council on Foreign Relations member, or is, whatever. I don't know. He just passed, I think. But he was also knighted by the crown. He was born in Bavaria, I think it was. That's where Adam Weishaupt was captured. Maybe he was in Austria. But I think Kissinger came from Bavaria. He was raised in London to an age, and I say came here to betray us, and I think he did a pretty good job. I think he did a good job of actually proving what I'm saying, that he came here to betray us. Yeah, he was involved from Eisenhower up to and through, I think he was still around Clinton and Obama and still being a quote-unquote advisor. And on that point, Angela Merkel, anybody know who she is? And relating to that, and I'll get into that in a minute, but Angela Merkel was born in East Germany. So that's the other side of the wall. And, she's not a good egg. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say on that. Angela Merkel was raised in East Germany. She was a member of the GDR, or whatever they call it, the German Democratic Republic. Keep in mind, the Nazi party that Hitler was a member of was the National Socialist, I think Democrats, or Democratic Party. It was the Roman Catholic Church through a program called Paperclip. It was a rat line of the Nazis being taken out of Nazi Germany, like Von Braun, the rocket guy. Elon Musk came from South Africa, which was a British protectorate. Teresa Heinz Kerry, I don't know what her maiden name was. I'd have to look that up, but it's probably something like Dianne Feinstein's maiden name, Goldman, as in Goldman Sachs, Rome. People, it's these dynastic families, these kingly families that want to and do use a republic as an ATM machine, crash it, take down the, I think it was called the Colossus at Rhodes, an enormous and extremely wealthy civilization in its day and age. They take down the pinnacle, for want of a better term, like the Trade Center, the World Trade Center, on 9/11. And I could get into that. I was going to mention, because of Merkel, was that the cell, the terrorist cell that planned 9/11. I'm not making this stuff up. It's all a matter of record. Was based out of Hamburg, Germany. And when George W. Bush was president, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, like his father, who was I think he was chairman of the board and board member of the Council on Foreign Relations, George H.W. Bush. Dick Cheney was also, I think, chairman of the board when he was vice president. A little conflict there. Forget about KBR and Halliburton. That was kind of like a distraction, so nobody would go like, wait. You're a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, aren't you? Isn't that a British spy agency, a secret society, a Masonic order that follows Jesuit practices? All right, people. If you get time, pick up the book, The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. Gets into a lot of these, they're communists. They're using communism to take down republicanism, American, and you could throw in democratic republicanism, but
over the last 70
we'll be back.
New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State Attorney General Jeff Landry joins with 10 other states to file another lawsuit against the Biden White House over vaccine mandates. This one challenges whether it's legal to use the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, or CMS, to force the shots. Landry says that's unconstitutional and will contribute to even more shortages of healthcare workers.
Coercion is not consent. I mean, this is ridiculous. The president should start worrying about inflating gas prices and high energy prices in this wrecked economy that he's created and get off with forcing people to do things that they don't want to do.
Landry's department investigates Medicaid fraud, and the mandate, he says, hits too close to home. LSU President William Tate announces the school is lifting its mandatory mask rule for indoor areas on the Baton Rouge campus. The mask order had been in place since summer when the so-called fourth wave hit. Tate's decision was made with help from the university's Health and Medical Advisory Committee. It also ends restrictions for on-campus events like sports. This is news on LRN.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
World-renowned Brennan's Restaurant is steeped in wine, and for the first time in 70 years, its award-winning wine program is led by an all-woman team. I'm Braith Tidwell, the wine director at Brennan's, and my gifted team of certified sommeliers stand ready to pair the perfect bottle from our vast cellar of 1,400 selections and 15,000 bottles with your fabulous meal. Brennan's fabled two-story cellar has it all, including a deep collection of French Burgundies, limited-run California vintages, and over 100 selections of champagne and sparkling wines.
WGSO, from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Chrysler, after the American taxpayer spent a bunch of money on saving its butt from going bankrupt and all sorts of subsidies and other stuff throughout and loans and yada, 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 only to be sold to the Germans who I think took the plans, the main battle tank group or the tank division that made our M1A1 Abrams main battle tank, had to be spun off from Chrysler because it was owned by Chrysler. General Dynamics, I think, bought it, which was owned by the Carlyle Group. I think of Youngkin, the governor, the new governor of Virginia. He was the co-founder, I think, with David Rubenstein or Stein of the Carlyle Group. But the investment firm, much like the Carlyle Group, that bought Chrysler back from the Germans was called Cerberus, which is the three-headed dog that guards Hades. It was an investment firm. And it's an investment firm, and I've mentioned this before, that bought Albertsons, a food chain, where you have this investment firm that buys and sells military corporations. Think of Eisenhower. Eisenhower was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations and not the kind of I like Ike kind of guy that you really think he was. He was out for himself, much like Reagan. Reagan was knighted by the crown. He's also tied to the Council on Foreign Relations. His vice president was chairman of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, George H.W. Bush, who was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Jimmy Carter was a member on the Council on Foreign Relations and a founding member of the Trilateral Commission that helped, you know, not only marry Japan, the United States, and Europe together, but sponsored and started the Bilderbergs and also the World Economic Forum. Kissinger, who's been throughout all these administrations working for the crown, and, you know, you need to read a lot and really dig and also have other formal training. Like, you know, I went to a naval academy. I come out as a naval officer. It's run by the Department of the Navy. It's the Department of Naval Sciences that actually runs the academy. But before I go too far astray and into a bunch of other stuff, let me take caller 504-556-9696. I'd like to hear some new people and some people from far out as possible, because I'd like to know how far the signal's going out. But we got Joseph, and Joseph wanted to get back to, I mentioned about Jeffrey Epstein being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with his good friend and fellow council member, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton, who also, as it sounds, went to Pedo Island. And Chelsea Clinton is now also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as is Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Some of these people are direct members. Some, like Microsoft, is a member as a corporate member. And Bill Gates is a member, and others through them joining. And or and you got to kind of like Kamala Harris is not a direct member, but it's through her house and Uber and blah, 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 her family. I'm sorry. But Joseph, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Welcome
when
back.
I'm
welcome back.
To realize. Hello?
Welcome back.
Well, okay, fine. But what I'm starting to realize is that Jeffrey Epstein's gig that he had down there on St. James Island, sometimes referred to as Pedophile Island.
Right.
You know, eventually it got him locked up in some jail in New York City.
Right.
And eventually he supposedly committed suicide with some rolled up toilet paper. He hung himself.
Yeah, supposedly.
From the ceiling of his jail cell.
I think they extricated him.
You think he's still alive?
I think he's somewhere.
Well, you know, anything's possible in this world now.
Well, no, but these guys are, they do it because they're so powerful, they can do basically anything. And to them, it's an exercise in case one of them needs a way out. And whether they like the guy or not, he's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. He's one of them. They have this, you know, royal Teflon. And so they'll do whatever they have to do. Like, dude, like, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. Yeah, they got their jobs back. It's like, well, what?
You know, the so-called secret society that they talked about that was watching. I think Peter Strzok told Lisa Page this. We have a secret society watching our back. That's the Freemasons. And not, my father was a 32nd degree Freemason.
But they're not watching our back. They're watching their back.
Well, they're like definitely Peter's watching the back of the central bankers and the central banking system.
Yeah, the money trust.
Country to a very large extent. That's the one money of the big trust. Points I'd like to bring out.
Rockefeller, is, Morgan.
Yeah.
Warburg. Don't forget Warburg.
Well, the thing is, I'm starting to realize
House.
What that St. James Island gig down there that Jeffrey Epstein was running. It was like a playground for members of the Council on Foreign Relations guys.
Yeah.
Who wanted their hot stuff very young, male or female, because I think they also had it coming in boys down there too,
yeah,
as well as girls. So the thing is, it was their gig down there. It was the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's also, Joseph, real quick, it's also like Skull and Bones, where you have to get in the casket or whatever and tell all your dirty secrets and your sexual whatever. It's a way to compromise these people to get and gain information on them so that they would not turn on their brethren.
Right. And here's something I want you to know. My father was 32nd degree Freemason.
Right.
The 33rd degree has this weird looking creature called Baphomet.
Baphomet,
it's
yeah.
It's their emblem.
The one that does yoga and has a goat head.
What's that?
The one that does yoga, and I'm joking because it crosses its legs or whatever, and raises the one hand and has the goat head.
Well, Baphomet has one hand going to heaven, the other hand going to the earth, as above, so below. But the thing is, I know a little bit about this. Baphomet rules over the power of changing consciousness. And that's what was going on in the Trump administration regarding all these so-called advisors that were really Freemason dominated, that were controlled or dominated, whatever, influenced by Freemasons.
Joe Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right, right. Well, what I'm saying
But he was vice president under Obama.
Right. Baphomet,
and he's been a congressman and senator for God knows how long.
Right. This is cold talk. The power of changing consciousness, the power of manipulating perception. In other words,
as the Indians used to say, and it's actually, there's a term for it, and I'll have to think about it, but white men speak with forked tongue.
Right.
Saying one thing and meaning something else.
Right. But when you stop and think of this thing that Alphonsus Levy created for Albert Sidney Pike, which was the emblem of the 33rd degree, which has become their symbol for the inspector generals of the 33rd degree Freemasons, that strictly look out for the – they're the big button that's pushed when the central banking system like Rothschild Bank, Morgan, Rockefeller Bank – when they want someone to be hobbled, like Trump was hobbled, unable to do what he wanted to do, there's no other organization that could accomplish this except the Freemasons. The Freemasons were in and around all over. They dominate through their secret society logo.
But they are crown agents.
1 p.m. on WGSF.
Oh, we went to break. We're going to break. Okay. I don't know. The music's coming up. Sorry, Joseph. We got 30 seconds, so take 20. Keep going.
But there's secret society logos that spread all over Washington, D.C. You do not have to be a genius to realize what secret society Lisa Page and Peter Strzok were talking about when Peter told Lisa Page, we have a secret society watching our back. As long as the Freemasons exist, there's no such a thing as an independent president.
Or country, or people.
Yeah. They're that big, the Freemasons.
And that dangerous and that powerful. We're going to break. Okay. We're going to break. Short break. Okay. We're out. Hold on, though, Joseph.
All right.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
All right, we're back. And this is some more mellow music. Comeback music. Which is still okay. It's, you know, we're going into the end of the show, so... I'm with a caller. He's called in before, Joseph. And Joseph, if you could shout out real quick, too, before you get back into it, is for listeners to support the show, to listen to the show. You've been listening to it for a little while. You've called in a couple times. Hopefully you appreciate the information and the topics and things that we're touching on. Like, I don't know if you heard me talk about Borgeson, who was the mysterious husband who has supposedly disappeared of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's sidekick on St. James Island. But any kind of a thumbs up or two would be appreciated, and then jump right back into it.
Well, you can see the bigger picture. Who was this? Prince Andrew was
Yeah.
Connected. He was one of the visitors. It's like the Mickey Mouse Club for bad boys that wanted very young. You know? And of course, if he's connected with the Council on Foreign Relations, then you start to realize that what was going on, it's no wonder that there was not going to be an investigation or a hearing regarding the so-called death of Jeffrey Epstein. You say they probably got him out of there.
I'm very suspicious of how that all played out. The cameras, all the other stuff, and like you even mentioned, the toilet paper and how he supposedly hung himself and yada, yada, yada. Not hard to do, especially with the kind of power that these people wield.
Well, you see, now, once you start to see the bigger picture, the idea of voting for Trump again, getting on board the Trump wagon, and getting him to run for president, the only thing I have to say for that is what for? Why? It's an exercise in frustration. You know, it's like, what's the old saying about insanity? You keep doing the same thing over and over and over, but expect different results every time you do it. And that's what people don't seem to get. I mean, I'm not going to go along with, you know, an exercise in futility.
But you can't let one of these guys get away with what they're doing, whether, you know, Tiger teams, which is something we had in the Navy. We used it for repairs. You know, if you had a problem and it was a fleet-wide issue, you would build a team, and they would go out to each ship and repair the problem and take care of it. Similar to that, we need specialists, people who are patriots, people who want to maintain the nation state to work together. Like, dude, I would get a book out and write about what I've been put through, but I'm chasing my own tail and having troubles staying alive and surviving.
I don't know if you remember an old BBC, it was a British TV series that got over here. I think only 6 episodes didn't air on television. American TV. It was called The Prisoner.
Oh, of course.
Patrick McGoohan.
Yeah.
Played number 6.
Yep.
And
that was the one with the big ball chasing him, right?
Right. That was the one with the big ball coming up out of the water. And then you hear like a thunder in the background, which I think is what the Coast to Coast, George Norris Coast to Coast show took. I think that they actually took that from The Prisoner. But
we got just a couple minutes left, so pull it all together.
The Prisoner is really about, to me, it's the Freemasons. It's the British view of what the Freemasons did to their country.
Yeah, no, and it took 600 years for Rome and its secret societies to vanquish, if not conquer, England, and then they didn't give up because they couldn't do what they wanted to do. They walked away because they were finished. They were done. And William the Conqueror, when he went in, and they've been under that helm or realm to an extent since 1056 or whatever it was, he cut a deal with the city of London. He cut a deal where the city of London said, look, if you leave us alone, we'll make you filthy rich and, you know, make sure that you and your kin never have to worry about a thing.
Well, now I realize what that whole thing with Jeffrey Epstein and the girls down there was all about. It was their private little playground.
Of course.
To reward the big shots that could be used.
Yeah, no, my dad worked for General Dynamics, which was owned by the Carlyle Group, and Carlucci and Weinberger and a bunch of others were people that were involved with Carlyle, and then guys like Youngkin as well. He was one of the co-founders with Rubenstein or whatever. But General Dynamics had its own park and its own gym. Same or similar, this was the park or recreational sexual gym, quote unquote, for these members on the Council on Foreign Relations and their friends. Even my Federal Officers Union had this property in Maryland that they would allow. They had this estate. It was like a mansion. And they would let congressmen and senators and others hang out there.
Well, when you consider the scope of how this thing is set up, it's hard to. That's why, you know, I say that if you want to knock yourself out, believe in that Trump is the guy on the white horse who can charge the windmill. You know, those big windmills.
Yeah, like Don Quixote.
If you want to believe that Trump is the guy that can charge the windmill and you know, beat the windmill, that's your prerogative. But I'm not going along with Trump anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's not up to Trump. It's up to all of us. And the only way that any of this is going to get turned around is through information, through knowledge, and understanding what we're up against, because it's like Sun Tzu and the Art of War. Not only do you have to know yourself, but you have to know your enemy. And you have to know your enemy as well as yourself, and yourself as well as your enemy, or you will lose. You may get lucky and you may win a battle or a war, but in the end, you will lose.
Sun Tzu said, you can't fight an enemy you don't know. First, you have to study your enemy. You have to find out what his weaknesses and strengths are.
And know your own weaknesses and strengths.
Right. And I tried to, you know, I mean, the vast majority of little people that are listening right now, and they have good intent, but they're good at heart. But this is all stuff that goes, to them, this is so deep, they don't know where to go. Start to begin to listen to this.
Well, put one foot in front of the other and keep listening. And I mean, I'll get into things that can be. I need a sponsor. I need sponsors to stay on the air.
Everybody can try to sponsor you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Maybe someone can buy a winning lottery ticket, come up with some money.
Yep. Throw it this way. We're down to the last few seconds of the show. Joseph, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a regular caller. We will be back tomorrow and Thursday. And Thursday, I'll have for the first half hour, if all goes well, Alex Newman from the New American. It's tied to the John Birch Society and Lindell TV and more. He's a good egg. He gets out a lot of really good information. Thanks, Joseph. Thanks, listeners. Thanks, Patty. We're out. We're out. We're out.
WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. You can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.